Let us remember the reason for which we arrived in this room, and to honor that reason and try not to deviate or get sidetracked. As we are sitting here, this is our time, a few minutes, just we are absolutely without a past or future. And as we take in a breath in and out, we consciously let go with every breath and sink in our own okayness, our own home. When we start meditating, just bring your attention into the stillness. And remember, the thoughts can wait. You can always pick them up after our meditation is done. For now, just shift your attention into quietness as the thoughts come, so we don't get involved and waste our time. How was it for you, Connie?
It's good.
Yeah, it's really good. How was it for you, Dennis?
It was a little different. I think the first time you try something new or different, it takes a while to get into more of a comfort zone.
Yes, absolutely.
When you're doing it alone, it's, you're in your own space and it's
Yes, it is. You're right. Sometimes you will experience that the mind has habits of being alone that way and have less peaceful meditation. And sometimes you realize that because everybody is having a deep meditation, it actually really makes it easy to go deep. Mm-hmm. So it depends. Each time is different. So we all experience certain amount of peace tonight, certain amount of peace. For you, was good your meditation?
Mm, yes, very.
Yeah, that was powerful. I would like to ask a question and see what we come up with. And we don't really have to be, you know, anything intelligent or convincing. Whatever we feel, we can say. I wanted you to ask see if anybody can explain how one has peace. How one can have peace. Any volunteer? Yes, John.
By not fearing anything.
Very good.
If you don't fear anything, you have peace.
Yes. Very good. Thank you, John. Anybody else?
For me, it was just accepting it, mm-hmm. giving it a chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You mean accepting the...
Just giving it a chance, I guess.
Yeah, the peace or
looking
the life?
For it. Yeah.
Peace. What is peace?
There wasn't a definition of peace, that's just how I'm able to mm-hmm. find peace.
Yes.
Just accept it when it comes.
Yes.
Just
very good.
Be.
Yeah.
Let it be.
Yeah.
Very good. Let it be.
I think it's an inner feeling of contentment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And how does one get it? You said let it be. Just be.
Enjoying your present moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody else? As long as the mind has a tendency to grab your attention, there is no peace. Like Michaela was saying, let it be. That's ultimately to be is peaceful. But as long as we don't know how to do the first step, which is the mind, being in this state of being becomes impossible. Or it would be temporary. 1 minute is there, 1 minute. Or Bob was saying that be here and now is perfect, but be here and now does not mean that you are in a peaceful position. It only means that you're consciously available here and now. The mind does that starts calming down on its intensity of thinking is a peaceful mind. It is a mind that is going toward peace. When it loses the intensity, like John was saying, fearlessness, absolutely. The ultimate goal of life is to be fearless and be in the present time. But as long as we do not dismask the mind as what we believe it to be, all of this are just a theory. It's something that would comfort us or make us feel good. So the mind that is no longer has aggressive or what do you call it, strong thoughts are beginning to be a yogi mind. A mind that has union. And in order to develop such a mind, who does any practice? Does anybody practice on any of that to bring the mind under the...
It's bring the mind under the what?
Bringing the mind in a calmer position. Day to day, not in the meditation only.
I still think a lot, but now the thoughts have changed from stressful thoughts to dissecting everything. Like my latest thought is, nothing's wrong, so nothing ever needs to be fixed. That's real hard for me to grasp. So now my thoughts aren't, oh shit, I gotta pick up the kid, or you know, I don't have any money. Now my thoughts are...
Beautiful. Very nice, thank you. Yes, so, like he was saying, when we're beginning to be familiar with the truth, what happens is our priority of thinking changes a little bit. What used to really bother us, now it begins to be tilted, like he was saying, in more self-inquiry and all of that. But in order to have peace of mind is when we learn to stop. Stop what? Not to stop the mind, because mind has a tendency to think. This is the job of the mind. We know. Stop believing and paying attention. And this work is very, very effortless. It's very effortless. It's almost effort in effortlessness. Because as long as we are looking and facing the mind actively, we are never at peace. We're like a snake crawling like this. So what is the difference between the Christ mind, the mind of the highest nature, and the one of the worldly, is only this, the calm mind. That, what is a calm mind? The mind that has not gotten any attention and has, is like the dirt has set underneath the water. And the water, when you look at it like a lake water, you can see yourself in it. You can see yourself in it. So, the same lake that was so agitated by thinking, good thinking, bad thinking, this thinking, that thinking, except for self-inquiry, which is one way of dissecting the mind, you couldn't see yourself in it at all. Why? Because it was too polluted, too dirty. As we stop, the dirt or the false identification or what, it sits there, and then you look and you see yourself, the real self. So the same mind that can fool us can liberate us. It depending how actively we are conversing with it. And it is amazing, once you start doing that, how much you come to realize the small tricks of the mind. It's unbelievable tricks of the mind. I mean, there is no word for it. And then, because you did not go with it, now you're standing far from it and you see it beautifully. It's like if somebody comes and tells you, we are having a huge fight in the house, come and help me. Because you're standing outside, can you see what's going on and be a good judge of who is right and who is wrong? The people that are involved in the fight, they all think it's somebody else's fault, right? So by standing outside, by the method of stop, just stopping, like Buddha did in that meditation, you know that. Mm-hmm. What happens is, after a while, you begin to see yourself as who you really, really are. Now, the purpose of self-inquiry, as we do here all the time, past 5 years, is in order to put our attention in some place that is much more meaningful, and then stop the whole thing. Like Ramana Maharshi says, every time the thought comes, to whom is it happening? And it takes you to the source of the mind. But this stop is the easiest method. So we're going to practice it tonight. It's a very high value. What we do is we either leave our eyes open, half open or shut, it doesn't matter. We allow the thoughts come. We have absolutely no problem with them. We just stay unmoved. Say, this is us, and this is the thought. You see, we're unmoved. We don't have to swallow every one of them that come. You just let it go. And we just stay unmoved. We do that. We don't have to search for a thought, but if it did come, just